10 E's Christmas Play, Sisyphus, a Comedy, read by Mr. Chris Austin. Act 1, Scene 1. This is Sisyphus, the king of Ephyra. He is a clever man, probably the cleverest person on earth. He says that he is even cleverer than Zeus himself. He tricked the gods and captured Thanatos, death. Since death was captured by Sisyphus, nobody on earth could die. Old people lived forever. Even the soldiers at war could not kill each other. This made the gods angry, and so Zeus ordered his army to capture Sisyphus. They finally captured him, and he was punished to carry a rock to the top of his hill. But every time when the rock is at the top, it just rolled down on the other side. People say that to this day, Sisyphus is still carrying that rock to the top of that mountain. Now is the year 2015, and this is where our story starts. Act 1, Scene 2. I'm telling you, we're lost. For hours, we have been walking in circles. I have no idea where we are. The GPS doesn't work, and my phone doesn't get a signal either. Where are we? Is this still Greece, or are we already at the end of the world? Look, there's a man. Let's ask him. Maybe he can get us to Athens. Hey, what are you doing here? I have to carry this rock to the top of the hill. That looks like a heavy rock. Yes, and every time when it reaches the top, it rolls down again on the other side of the hill. I get so bored. Do you want to know how we can get to Athens? Of course I do. And? And what? Where is Athens? Oh, if you want my help, you need to help me first. Help me fix this stone on the top of the mountain, and I will take you to Athens. Thank you, guys. You saved my life. Now, let's go to Athens together and celebrate this happy day. Act 1, Scene 3. What was that? Has Zeus sent us his army? You are funny. These are our phones. Have you never seen a phone in your life? Look, we have signals again. So we are close to Athens already. I can already smell the roast chicken and wine from the streets. Act 1, Scene 4. The group enters the city, but nobody notices them. Sisyphus and his group arrives at a marketplace in Athens where a school class is giving a performance. Merry Christmas, Mum, for all the presents you put under the tree, for all the times you picked up after me, for all the times that you tucked me in tight and we stayed up to talk long into the night. For all the days I was feeling so down and the times that you turned to a smile my frown. From the cookies you baked, from the stockings you stuffed, for the cuts that you healed and the pillows you fluffed. For the years throughout elementary school, for knowing the right thing isn't what's cool. For putting up with those preteen years, for making it through all the laughs and tears. For all the days that you loved me so much, even during the times that I made it so tough. For all the memories we have already shared, for the future for which we cannot be prepared. For being there for that one-year-old boy who sat in the house and sucked on his thumb, for working so hard at being his mum and making that boy into the man I've become. Look back on all that we have been through, and look at me now, Mum, how far I have come. For all the times I'll never forget, Merry Christmas to you, Mum. Here's to the memories we haven't had yet. Merry Christmas. Why are you yelling at us? We didn't do anything. Have you ever read a poem? They are performing, not yelling. Well, who's Lord then? Jesus Christ, of course. Are you a heathen? How can you have no idea about our God? I don't know. Forget it. Encore! Encore! People of Athens, crazy jerk, get a job. Let's get you a proper dress first. You look like an artifact from the last century. Act 1, Scene 5. Good afternoon. We need some new clothes for this young man. I'm sure we can find something here. We have a huge collection of fashion clothes. What about these shorts and shirt? I don't know. They don't seem appropriate for a king. A king? Okay. What about this suit? It is hand-tailored and made of silk of good Italian quality. No, they are not comfortable. They restrict my agility. How can I fight with these clothes? Agility? Maybe you should try this sports dress. Maybe I try this clothes. They look good. This is a sleeping dress. But you may try it. This is great. Exactly what I was looking for. Now I need a belt and a sword. We have belts. And now a sword? We don't have any swords. This is Athens. You won't find a sword here. I am the king of Ephyra. And I want a sword. Okay, okay. We will get a sword. Get him a sword. Can we do anything else for you now? No, that would be all. Now I'm hungry. Let's go hunting. That was a weird guy. Indeed. Let's hope he doesn't come back. Act 1, Scene 6. Convincing Sisyphus to follow them to a restaurant, the four wanderers show him their favorite food and teach him how to use a knife and fork. Look, we don't hunt anymore. We can just go into a tavern. What's a tavern? We'll show you. This is a tavern. You can get food and all kinds of drinks here. What is this shiny piece of metal? You can't eat this. That's a fork. You don't eat that. Use it to put food into your mouth. Let's order some food. You can start ordering. What can I do for you? I will have two of your finest hares. We don't eat those. Let us order for you. Some roast chicken and wine for all of us, please. Enjoy your dinner. Now, this is how you use a fork and spoon. This food is very delicious. What do we do next? Have you ever seen a department store? No, what's that? A huge place where you can buy lots of things. Let's go there. Act 1, Scene 7. Here we are, a department store. Wow, this is such a huge place. Hey, what kind of clothes are they wearing? Why are all of them wearing only red and green or weird clothes? Christmas is coming. Do you want to buy some red clothes too? Those weird clothes? Of course not. It suits people like you. but it doesn't suit a king. Oh, hey, why are they staring at those fancy torches like moths at night? What is so interesting about them? Those are called smartphones. You can do everything with them. You can take pictures, call, write messages, Skype. It has tons of cool applications. So, we can just stop questioning and answering for a while. I'm getting tired of your questions. Look, there's Santa with his elves. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everybody! I am Santa, and these are my little elves. Who can help me with my presents?
We are the elves who take care of your presents.
Are there any children here? I am here to listen to your Christmas wishes. Come and tell me your stories. And remember, Santa's watching you. Ho, 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 ho. Wonder. It's getting late and we haven't found a place to sleep yet. Let's search for a hotel.
Sisyphus, how did you escape my punishment?
My new friends helped me with completing my task. I am a free man now. I can do whatever I want.
But this is not a world to live in. People have taken their fate into their hands. Their technology has made them a different people, and they have forgotten their old gods.
You have fulfilled your task, but have you learned your lesson too?
With all their technology, people have forgotten the mysteries of friendship and human kindness. We, Zeus, have always tricked and tucked each other, but we don't forget where we come from. Take me home, and I will pay you back my debts.
Well said, my friend. Let's go back to the Acropolis and meet all the others there.